Yale's blowing tonight.
The signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts, radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room. This is Red Pill Politics. And socialist distancers, welcome to your weekly dose of Red Pill Politics, the show that is not FDA approved, probably won't kill you, just might learn something. I am your opinionated and abrasive host, Dave Kopasz, and it sure is mighty fine to be spending Saturday night with all y'all. Around here, been some beautiful growing weather. A little bit chilly today, though. Got overcast, and there was a big cool front that kind of came through. But welcome change nonetheless. But, boy, I'll tell you what, my tomatoes are doing good. A little disappointed with a few other things, but overall it's been beautiful growing weather. And none too soon, more food distributors burning down. Man, I'll tell you what. There's something going on here. Cattle, thousands and thousands of head of cattle. All right, looks like there was a lot of people theorizing on what could be going on, tainted water supplies and all kinds of things. But the ranchers out there, many of them will tell you that, you know, this is one of those deals. You got to deal with weather extremes of all sorts, whether it's extreme cold, extreme heat, drought, what have you. You know, this does happen. So, I don't know what the ultimate cause of all those head of cattle dying, but it looks like it could very well be simply heat-related. And nonetheless, couldn't have happened at a worse time. All right, there is a background war on beef, you see. I told you this before, this Agenda 21, sustainable development. They never quite tell us what sustainable is, but they have gone as far as to tell us what is not sustainable. And among those things are, cattle and fences. And I told you, their hooves artificially compact the soil is among the arguments that they put out there. And, you know, it's just too expensive to for us humans and our meat consuming habits. They're going to have to change. Those are unsustainable. So there's a background push to destroy ranching, having local cattle. And I mean, there used to be dairy farms, cattle farms all over the place, large and small. Even up here in the Northeast, there was little gentlemen's farms all over. And now they're gone. Completely gone. So, yeah, is it possible that they're fulfilling their agenda? Right? They've said that private transportation is unsustainable. Now, do you see regulatory pressures and burdens, taxation related to your ability to own your own vehicle and have private transportation? Yeah. You go and look at your town planners, and they get together, and they put out this brilliant new plan for the center of your town. All these, they call them traffic calming measures. Traffic calming. Doesn't that sound nice? All right, because it wouldn't sound so good to say we're going to put a concrete island out there in the middle of the street here and make it absolutely miserable for your DPW to plow. It'll be another curb for you to lay your tires open on, all right? And you know, of course, since we got such a congestion problem in town, I can't think of a better way than to somehow eat up valuable space in the street, okay? This is what they do. They'll take a straight road and they will intentionally curve it and bend it and speed bumps and all kinds of things. Bike lanes now. Yes. We've got bike lanes in a town that I just moved from. They got bike lanes and no bikes. No one are riding bikes out there, mind you. But bike lanes going to rail trails that go to nowhere. The only thing the rail trails do, and they say, oh, this is, they come across being all earthy, crunchy, but they aim right for the wetlands and the riverfront areas. They do. It's off limits to you. But for them, they can do all kinds of things. And they're almost unstoppable. I could slow down some of their projects, and I got them to reverse a few things just out of sheer embarrassment. But I'll tell you what, they're a machine. Yeah, so private transportation is something that you are going to see nothing but cost, inflated cost for everything associated with keeping and owning and maintaining a vehicle. Everything, you know, from the actual ownership, maintenance, and upkeep to the burdens and the taxations and everything that you've got to deal with once you hit the roads. All those tax dollars that they're hitting you, they're turning around and they're using them against you. And you see how it comes through in your town's bylaws and your regional land use plan. Oh, I'm telling you, folks, I keep daring you people to go read your regional land use plan. The few that do, it scares the hell out of them. I could not believe what I saw. Couldn't believe it. Everything I told you about Agenda 21, it's all in there. It's all in there. And again, we look at what happened with this whole COVID-1984. It isn't like we, you know, a fifth grader could have figured this out. They literally told us what they were going to do, and they continue to do it. I don't know. It's amazing that they, you know, they still use the word conspiracy theory so often as they do. I mean, how many times in just recent history, in the last year or two, have these elements that have supposed to been the spreaders of disinformation and the most extreme among us have been absolutely right? I don't know. So, yep. Lots of things that are unsustainable out there. Your private transportation, so expect nothing but regulatory aggression with everything involved with owning and maintaining personal private transportation. Your ESG score, the environmental social governance score, they are already maintaining that on you. So for those of you that's out there declaring various levels of victory over the vaccine passport, it's a very hollow victory for you. Because what they've instituted in the background while you were all distracted with these things is this ESG score, which tethers you to, I mean, everything that you do. And once they lock in and everything goes digital, all right, we're going to talk a little bit about the economy, and there's nothing good about the dollar. Get it in your head that the dollar is about to fail. People are running for the hills. They're divesting of the dollar, and there's no amount of money that can be printed. There's no really nothing that the Fed can do in terms of adjustments to the rate that's going to be able to prevent this. All right, what's coming? So, you know, we've got a financial tsunami that's about to sweep over, and they're going to have us all plugged in digitally to our bank accounts. You will be, they talk, this is a new term now, to be banked or unbanked or debanked. In the same way you're deplatformed, you can be debanked. This is language that the elites are using, in case you didn't know. So, yeah, once they get you tethered there, every purchase you make, all right, so if the vehicle you chose to drive, for example, You know, first of all, you would be getting some demerits because you chose to buy your own vehicle rather than use public transportation or the bike lane. Okay, but let's say you, you know, your family is going to be a multi-person, multi-use vehicle, so it's going to be everything from personal transportation to maybe a work vehicle of sorts. So maybe you get a pickup truck with an extended cab. That's a practical purchase for a lot of families, young families, growing families, working families. All right, you're not going to score very well. Your ESG score is going to suffer as compared to your neighbor who might live in a smart growth living cubicle in the center of town who decided he was going to buy his own vehicle, but he buys an electric car. Okay, he's going to score a little better on his ESG because he's not so greedy as to think he has to have a single family home to live in. And he's got an electric car and you don't. And they will eventually, if you allow them, if you continue to provide silent consent, the end, all right, I know what the end is, that this will continue until they price you out, until it's too expensive for you to live in liberty and freedom. And that's what the end is. All right, don't think that this will get better. And the next time government gets on TV and steps up to a podium, says, you know, tells you how much they love you and how they're doing, you know, this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you, right? Just before dad paddles your ass, right? Well, no, they don't love you. I think they got an agenda. Do I have my finger exactly on what their agenda is, who all the conspirators are? No, probably not. But you know what? We all got to get past this. You know, it's going to be hard to absolutely define all of the elements that so horribly degraded and decayed our constitutional republic. But it is very safe to say and would enjoy broad consensus to simply come together and agree that they have an agenda. Whatever it is, whatever it is, does it matter? They don't have an agenda of liberty and freedom, all right? They were out there, they were elected, supposedly, I say selected, but they were elected to be public servants, and their only agenda was to guard the Constitution, okay, and every one of our rights under that Constitution. And you know, we see we've got a very different reality here today. Executive orders, we're going to talk a little bit about those tonight. But the stuff that's coming out of the Bidenistas right now, absolutely unbelievable. I just looked at a couple of them. I wanted to see the exact language of this new one that he came out supposedly to strengthen and further protect the LGBTQ, et cetera, community. And it's in line with legislation that was floating around here for several years now that threatened to criminalize parents who would bring their children to get counseling. All right, say they came home and they were, you know, confused on issues of gender. All right, the parent being the ultimate guardian of that child and the caregiver, and I'm sure the one who loves that child is going to want the best for that child. And if there is a problem that the parent perceives that they might not be able to handle themselves, and they go outside of the school system to, say, another psychologist or a therapist who can talk to the child and to help figure this out, they would criminalize these activities. All right, it's the school, the government schools, and the international community, of course, have gotten to the point now where they're really about to claim your child. and to, at the very least, stand with them and behind them in total support. And by support, I mean like legal support, like lawyers. Right, because this is what the UN has proposed. It get to the point where kids can readily emancipate themselves, have representation of U.S. and international lawyers to sue the parents so that they can do whatever they want. I do want to get a vaccine. I do want to begin chemical castrations, whatever. And the parent is thrown in jail if they object, if they do anything but support. It's craziness. We'll jump into that. Got a caller on the line already, Marcus from Idaho. How are you tonight?
Good evening, sir.
How are you evening?
I'm well. You know, I've got to say that this is all planned. You look at AOC. Why isn't AOC spouting off her stupidities? Because she has been told to shut up. During the Trump times, we had people that were spouting off all kinds of stupidities, and we would learn who they are. Now we are being told, they are being told to shut up and go along with the plan.
I think the deep state started to lean on their squad a little bit because they were out there and pretty boisterous and were starting to get under Nasty Pelosi's skin. So I think the deep state leaned on them a little.
And what the government has right now, everybody has to go in lockstep. If somebody does not go in lockstep, if they have an idea that America is a wonderful nation and why are we destroying it in the way that we're doing it, and they step out of line, they will be destroyed. They will be destroyed and their family will be destroyed and everything, they will be wiped off the map. Yeah. And they understand that.
Yeah, it, well, they're stuck in between the elite global government and the people. And they are in a weird position, as they might be soundly rejected by one or the other. As you implied, that if they stepped out of line, the deep state would come in and destroy them. You know, that's why they had the Epstein-type things. It was a modern-day brownstone operation. All right.
Not only the Epstein, but the... there's a couple examples of people who have won elections, one of a local election and another a state election, where the FBI came in and said, well, we're charging you with stepping in for the January 6th. So once they step out of line, the FBI, the federal government, are unelected, 99% crap government comes in and tells them that you are not allowed to say that and we're going to charge you and we're going to make sure that you have you're stained for life and you can't run for anything.
I mean, they're trying that and we expected that they would, and they'll probably continue. However, you know, there's a lot of people, these are the fence riders that have existed right along, you know, the ones that have provided silent consent. They're still quietly sitting there and they're observing this. You know, there's not a groundswell of support on their side. People notice the lynching that's going on. I come around almost every show and I just shake my head because I don't know what else can happen to the people that will finally resonate and bring them into the streets. I don't mean in necessarily a violent way, but bring them into the streets in such a way that government goes, uh-oh. You know, I mean, too big to fail type of...
I actually disagree with you. I think that we need to bring pitchforks and torches over to D.C. and bring a big pot of tar and feathers.
They would certainly deserve it, the majority of them. So, I mean, don't you think that's kind of where they're trying to massage this into place? We saw what happened with the J6ers. All right.
Trying to massage us into it. That is what needs to happen in order for them to see that we are not playing around. We're not going to dance around and dance to their tune any longer.
So do you think that will happen in a big, sexy way in D.C.?
Of that needs to happen with these people in order for them to say, well, shoot, maybe the people are stronger than us. And that's what they need to understand. The people are stronger than the government.
My question, I guess, now is this, because there's a lot of pressure in the system right now. Do you think there's going to finally be a flare-up that's like a DC, J6 level thing that's directed at the federal government? Or do you think it's going to be because they're trying to just allow the progressive radicals to just run loose?
I don't think that's going to happen because I run the biblical concept that we are going to go through the 7 years of hell, which is promised for us. And I think that the stage is set for the Antichrist. And when he shows up, that he will definitely garner that power. I don't see that the possibility for guns or violence against the federal government to be able to rectify a situation that we're going through.
Yeah, I don't know that's going to be what will get the job done anyways. I've always said that the solution is a lot closer to home than D.C. They're really kind of a fictional entity that exists only in our mind. You know, they got 10 miles square, and if we can confine the critters...
That's awesome, a fictional entity. D.C. is a fictional entity that ruled over by these this black BLM matters everything.
If we had good local control of our local government, that would change things, wouldn't it? Hey, Marcus, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We got to go to break here for a moment. This is Red Pill Politics, and you are listening to Public Broadcasting Network.
I'm like a titan that's rising on just your watch. I'm stepping into fate. There is no time to waste. I've got that lightning inside me. This is how legends are made. Throttle, victory is mine. Show you the harder the battle, harder I fight. I've come too far to quit. Step back, I'm going in. I'm cranking up on the throttle. This is how legends are made. Touchable, a new animal.
are back.
Oh, last time I saw
this
you,
evening, you this is a quality show, and I'm your host, Dave Topaz. Mighty fine to be on board. It's been Saturday night with all you folks. Sure has been a pretty news-filled week, I guess you could say. All kinds of things that are newsworthy. Of course, prostitutes, yeah, they just kind of keep on chirping the same things, whatever they kind of want you to hear. But those executive orders are something I think you need to pay attention to. All right, you do not. I got this pulled up. I'm going to go right over here. I got the Federal Register pulled up. 7 pages of blather. Advancing equality for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex individuals. Okay, executive orders from a president are to federal agencies, and it doesn't infer any new power or authority, and it really only is for a little bit of administrative tweaking of an existing law. Okay, something that already exists with pre-existing authority. I have no idea what he thinks he's doing there. The one before that, advancing the effects, accountability, policing, and criminal justice practices to enhance public trust and public safety. All right, to enhance public trust. Law enforcement, it has been demonized by the Bidenista administration. All right, there's good and bad in law enforcement, first of all. You know, the young guys now coming out of the academy all roided up with a target, okay, with an enemy that they have identified. And that enemy, that target is you. All right, they don't come out. It's like I said, I'm about ready to grab my belt sander. And where every cruiser I see that says to protect and serve is sand the damn thing off. They're out revenuing on our backs. I go to the Sex Offender Registry website for my site or state or any state, and we're slathered in freaking pedophiles all around us. Couldn't they be watching them and kind of, you know, patrolling around their house and where they are and where they're working and what they're doing? I mean, there's real actual people out there they should be bothering. So, no, in some cases now, they've turned into nothing but revenuers. The older guys, and many of them have left already, I'm sorry to say, but a lot of the old-timers, when this big shift started coming in, you know, they took their retirement and they were gone. Oh, man, my great-grandfather, 25 years he was constable in the town that I grew up in. Not the same as some folks. Got a quick break here and be right back after this. This is Red Pill Politics, and you're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Be right back.
Lone man that kept telling you lies. It was hard to do. But it came down to you.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Dr. Fauci has COVID-19. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Dr. Anthony Fauci tested positive for the Wuhan flu and will follow his own recommendations, I'm sure. After two vaccine shots and two booster shots and often wearing two masks, he still got COVID-19. I thought this was a pandemic of the unvaccinated. In about a week, Dr. Fauci will praise the jabs for keeping him out of the hospital. He will claim that he only survived because of those jabs. Conveniently, two claims that cannot be proven. He will get his time in the spotlight again, which I am convinced is all he really wants. Well, that and all the money he's made off of Big Pharma. Don't miss the Liberty Lighthouse live stream tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Time with former Mafia capo Michael Franzese discussing his new book, Mafia Democracy, at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Ibis Pashem Parabellum.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Glad to be hanging out with you patriots. Please do stop by republicbroadcasting.org. Check out the website. Check out the schedule. Lots of great programs over there. And I'm sure there's something there that appeals to everybody. And what I like best is a la carte style. You can go in there, select a show that is topic specific, because I'm telling you right now, folks, all those of you that say you're awake and you get it, you know what's going on, don't be overexcited to take and think you can take everything in your head and cram it into someone else's head. And they're going to just get it and walk away and say, you know what, you were right, I was wrong, and you know, you just explained the whole damn thing to me, and I completely get it and agree. Is it doesn't happen that way, all right? It's information overload, all right? They go into the fetal position and go off somewhere, and you know, you don't see them for a while. Hit them with the hot-button issues, all right? Groom through the shows. There's people that report on all kinds of things that are relevant, all right? And you can hit people with those hot-button issues that they care about. All right, and then it's liberty through osmosis, all right? Once you go down the rabbit hole, and you know this, you've all been there too, all right? You bump into other things. There's so much connectivity, all right? That's the good part about globalization, you see, is these nasty rat bastards are all tethered. All their asses are tied together. And it doesn't matter what rabbit hole you go down, you're going to chase them up another one somewhere. They're all connected. All of the awful things that are happening to this nation and to the American people, not just the American people, the people of the world, all right, all of these things are connected. And they're looking to make the final connections right now. There needs to be resistance at the populace level. All right, I'll leave a lot of your baggage and the personal things and the hot button things aside. You're all about to lose your freedom what little you might have. Some nations have gone way down that path. We are the last hope. If we are disarmed, we're done for. Do realize there is no example in history where socialism or communism is, you know, they just did it wrong that time. This is, we'll get it right this time. All right. There's no instant in history where they've gotten communism or socialism right, where the people didn't suffer greatly. Also, there's no instance in history where a population was disarmed, where they weren't almost immediately exterminated, all right, by the hundreds of thousands, by the millions. Do not give up your guns. It is a right not to be infringed upon. The Constitution thinks it's important. It's number two. It's one sentence long, so as not to complicate it to the point that even a politician could screw it up in its intent. All right, time to put on your big girl panties, folks. It is going to get bumpy. All right, the other caller believes that, you know, we're coming into 7 years of very, very hard times. And yeah, I can't say I disagree with him. The road's going to be bumpy. I do not see a painless way out of this. And I do know, like, this is a lot like the way a boa constrictor. Right? A lot of people have the misconception that they just coil around something and crush, like crushing a beer can in your hand, and it's not like that. You get a few coils around, and they just give you a little hug. And every time you exhale and give just that little bit, they hug you ever so gently, but you never get it back. You never get a lung full of air. And every time you exhale, the coil tightens and the coils tighten. And this den of vipers has got you to the point where your freaking eyeballs are about to pop. I don't know what else they can do to you to inspire you to stand. And you don't even have to have any great, huge, detailed message. It's simply to say no. Stop. Behave. You know, that's enough. The lies. You know, you at some point, folks, you've got to admit that you've been lied to. And I'm talking to people that may be hearing this broadcast for the first time, may have just bumped into RBN tonight, and you're just hearing it now, but you have been lied to on many levels. We're in the final stages. In fact, the lies have been going on, and they're thinly veiled lies. We've talked about this before. It's out there. They literally write about it. They give seminars and lectures, and they post YouTube videos boasting about it. All right, but people we're in a society right now. We slid so much into that entertainment-based society that I always reference, you know, that we would rather click on a video of somebody showing their feet or their friggin' lunch and see what Klaus Schwab has to say for himself. You seem so distant, so far away, so removed from your little life. You know, it's his coils that are around your neck. You watch the bank holidays come. You know, for every one of your dollars that you got in the bank right now, right, when the window opens and you go to the ATM or whatever and you go to withdraw that dollar, it's gonna they're gonna spit out 20 cents worth of whatever they're gonna call it now. That'll be your ration. They will have written off a lot of debt on your back in the transition. You will behave. You will be debanked if you don't. Your ESG score, you better keep an eye on that. That's right. There'll be no such thing as stealing anymore. That'll be a good thing, right? I mean, you can go into a Walmart and grab whatever you want and walk right out with it. And it's just going to check the chip in your freaking head and debit your account. And make sure you don't buy too many Doritos and Mountain Dew, or your health insurance premiums will go through the roof because you're such a high risk, you see. Oh, unvaccinated, are you? Well, your car's not going to start this morning, so don't think you're going anywhere, buddy boy. It's quarantine for you. Oh, it's going to be just a friggin' utopia. They're attacking your kids right now. They got through pissing on your leg and telling you it's raining, and now they're attacking your kids. Your parents still begging to put their kids into these schools. And with this executive order that Biden just supposedly signed into some sort of observable law, now come raining down on you and your school districts, your government schools. Oh, man. You parents are going to lose all your rights. You will not be able to say no to these people. And they will, and it's in the executive order where they're going to cooperate with, get a load of this, DCF in foster care. Oh, boy. Oh, man. I bet the people here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts are all excited. Holy mackerel. You know, all you out there, do this. Go to Google, type in DuckDuckGo, and then do a search for 2017 Massachusetts State Auditor's Report, DCF. And you will see an institution, a government agency, that institutionalized rape and pedophilia. 118 kids during the audit period, not over the history of the agency, just over the audit period, were identified as being raped or sexually abused while in state custody and was not reported to anybody, not to superiors within foster care, not to DCF, not to the police. It literally didn't, it went unreported between the staff and the immediate supervisor because their interdepartmental policies were that it didn't officially rise to what they called a critical incident. Yes, so you see, you know, unless you break an arm, a major laceration, a punctured liver, a fractured skull, you know, things like that that leave marks and that are visible. You know, those, you know, we got to report these because, of course, anyone can see it. But when a little child, an already troubled child, because they're in obviously in foster care, in DCF care, right? Okay, when they are raped like that, the abuse is very much psychological and physical, but it's not observable. Not readily. And they were not reported. And then I look deeper and deeper. I could spend a whole damn show on those monsters, those child traffickers. But let me tell you this. This new executive order brings them right into the picture. So if you think as a parent you've had your fill of this drag queen story hour and the perversions and nastiness coming in through your government schools, you've had enough and you're going to, now going to speak up, expect resistance. And if this is allowed to stand and you stay just silent for another day or two, and this is allowed to stand, then it will officially, I think, make it, you know, an offense worthy of taking your children. And the Bidenistas are working with the CPS and DCF and whatever they're called in your state. All right, your official state child traffickers. That's pretty much what they are. You watch. Soon you won't be able to say no. You won't be able to resist. You should have been out there a long time ago, folks, who keep saying it. And I'm going to keep saying it. Many people are going to keep saying it. You know, but it's getting to the point where they're making it illegal for you to seek redress of grievance, to peaceably assemble. And trying to codify it right now. All right. I think we got a caller on the line from Texas. Pat from Texas. You still with us?
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me okay? I can hear you.
I hear you loud and clear. How are you this evening, Pat?
It's really hot here. Like 100 degrees
feels like 100 every day. Yeah, I see there was quite a heat wave hitting you guys out there. I hope you're able to find some air conditioning and a little relief there once in a while.
Well, I've learned that if you spray water on yourself and you have a little bit of a breeze, you'll cool down.
Yes, water has got a miraculous ability to absorb heat. So that's very much true. As long as you don't wipe it off, you spray it on, it'll literally absorb heat out of your body. And as you said, the wind will evaporate it away. Very clever. Now, what do you think about the ranchers out there with the dead cattle? You were just talking about how hot it is. Is that something that could actually just be happening? There's no conspiracy, no contaminated water, but
I think it happened a few years ago in South Dakota when there was a very bad governor or somebody out there. I thought, well, that's sort of what you get when you go against God. And don't you remember that? All these 50,000 cows or something heating to death. Oh, maybe they froze. I can't remember what they did, but it was sudden.
The extremes in either way can be problematic with the ranchers, but what adds insult to injury, especially as you look at what they did with the Delta smelt and all that nonsense, where the governments interfered in drying up traditional waterways, you know, making water more scarce in some of these areas doesn't help either.
I think the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. When the wicked are in authority, the people mourn. Well, Nancy Pelosi's nephew is the governor of California, and apparently they want it that way. I know, you know, I can't tell you how many people they had on the petition to just take him out.
Yeah.
But since everything is so corrupt, and I don't know. But no, if it were my cattle, I think I would find some way to put something over them to cool them down. That sun is pretty bad.
These things do happen, and that's why a lot of the ranchers, they actually are, you know, they're smart. They go with strains of crops and cattle that are resilient. You know, if they're up in the northern areas, then you want them to be resistant to the cold and able to handle it. So, you know, but nonetheless, I didn't jump at all the conspiracies that went around. It's certainly good to stay open, and because if they are poisoning water supplies, it's something we got to jump on like immediately. But at the same time, this can be something that happens naturally. Yeah. But either way, it's going to affect the price of food. You look at the price of beef, this is only going to cause it to go up. This is a real actual scarcity, not an artificial one, a real scarcity.
I was thinking about how you made me laugh when you first started. I thought, I'm glad he's not on Saturday Night Live. I might have to drag my TV out. but I wanted to call because Marcus, so they're from Idaho.
Yeah.
I don't think, and seemed like you were joining it. I don't think we should go out on the street with anything that would turn it into another January the 6th. See? All the people did was be there, and look what the government did to them.
Yeah, well, you know, there was a million people there. I think that's a fair estimate because I was one of them. All right. Now, there are people that did really stupid things and, you know, should be given due process. They've already been treated unconstitutionally. You charge them or let them go. Now, there's people that caused damage. Things that were done that should they should get due process for, and I'm just going to leave it at that. The rest of it is theatrics. There's real, actual conspiracies that exist that I believe are live and developed inside that White House, inside the administration. They knew, they had advance notice that this rally was going to take place, and they could easily leverage it. They had all of the intelligence agencies we've seen are rotten to the core. The videos came out that substantiate that. That was a lot of theatrics. And what a chilling effect it had on the whole country and continues to is people are going to be afraid to peaceably assemble. There was nothing wrong with people going there. And there was a couple of idiots and provocateurs that
That's right. Everybody knows that. They've seen the video and they've seen how crazy it's, how the, you know, mainstream media tries to make you believe that really happens that way. And all. I've seen all that. But what the Democrats already had, they already had all their plans for impeachment of President Trump over that. But it didn't work that way because they hoped that they could, get people to start fighting, you know, amongst themselves, and it didn't happen. So,
This is the where I've always said we have got to keep constant pressure because they make mistakes when they're under pressure. In the election, right from when that election took place, they knew they were in trouble. They had to pull a lot of fancy footwork to just give the imagery that they won, and deal with the repercussions later. So they've been in damage control mode, rock back on their heels, pretty continuous. I mean, they keep on redoubling down on the crazy, and the country is suffering big time because of it. But nonetheless, they're not having a smooth ride of this at all. They're in damage control mode, and we must never, ever stop bringing pressure on them and putting the facts and the truth out before us. And there's plenty of it. It's mounting.
If you could get the truth out and if you could get a right election, like when they have to recount like they did here in Texas, the Democrat barely won. Yeah, really, okay. Here we go again.
Well, I mean, here's now as we speak, there's some states where they're closing up where you sign up to be a poll worker, to actually be there at the polls to, if something goes wrong, you know, you're among those that can stop everything. And, you know, the training and the sign-ups for those are right now. We should be swamping.
There's a lady in Texas, the rest of the country needs to look into. And her name is Presley, and she knows computer programming. She knows all the codes and everything. And she has an organization called True the Texas Vote. And not only did she do a lot about that in Texas right now, she was among a group that changed the laws and made them real, real tighter than they were before. So I don't think that they're going to get by with telling somebody they're not going to be a poll watcher in Texas. Or at least, you know, the problem is that people don't know who she is.
People would go right on the program. They cannot be wasting time. Right now, they got to be jumping on this. And we should have every single place where a ballot is dropped to be swarming with observers. I mean, that's just one of many things that needs to happen. But they have to know we are watching. Not only are we watching, we are expecting you to cheat. And we are specifically looking to, we are going to prosecute anyone we catch. And really put it right on them hard, right up front and early.
I admire everything that you do that way and anybody who does that sort of thing. But you know what? The people I know, I don't know if it's because they took the jab, but they don't even want to vote. They just don't care.
That's a typical reaction to, you know, people that have just been abused and battered this way. And, you know, we watch them and I can't believe they did that. And then a week later, we say it again. I can't believe they did that. And they just keep on doing more.
Some of them are just minor things. Like, in the past, I do remember, if you didn't have, in 93, when the Christians took over the Republican Party, because they thought it would be easier because they were, you know, they go home, the rich people had to go home at 4 o'clock and have their afternoon toddy. Well, that's when the Christians took over when they left. But they were slick in organizing things. They would get buses to take people to vote or to take people to work at places, but they're not doing all that anymore. So I guess the whole Republican Party has been infiltrated here in Tarrant County.
Yeah, you know, when I was running for a state committee in my district, and I got a hold of the voter list, and I went right through, and we got a quick break. I'll hit it on the back side there. Stay with us. This is Red Pill Politics, and you are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back after the break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Mr. Trump,